As promised, back here at Rosie on the House, we're going to go into a conversation about one of my favorite topics, kitchen cabinet design. And to do that, I brought in two experts, Ron LaBrie, design manager of TWD Design Remodel, and Tracy Rokas, showroom designer from TWD. Thank y'all for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it. Brand new showroom, Tracy.
Yes, brand new showroom. We moved right before the shutdown, right before COVID hit, but we've been able to remodel our showroom. We have a brand new showroom, still selling Wellborn cabinets, and we have lots for people to see.
I think showroom designer should wear a special crown in heaven. Because you've got to show everything in one place. I could never do a showroom because it would never get done.
That's true. It's always a work in progress.
It's got to be.
Well, it's always going to be changing, but yes, it is ready. It's ready for people to see.
And where is it, Tracy?
We are at 2400 Union Hills, and we are in Suite 110.
Okay. Ron, you've been at this a little while. We've sure seen some changes in the kitchen, haven't we?
We have. In fact, did a seminar one time on where kitchens have come from the 50s to the 60s. And it's interesting how some things actually come back. If you're looking, you can see now Winnebagos that look like the 1950 Winnebagos. And it's interesting how we tend to want to go back.
The retro. I don't think anything that's ever going to go back to the kitchen, though, is that work telephone station that we were putting in all through the 70s and 80s.
I actually just walked through a customer last week, and she was trying to figure out how to pretty it up, and I said, yeah, we may not want to keep that.
We've repurposed that space now with computers and cell phones. You're not limited to being right there working on a little bitty shrunken desk sitting next to the dishwasher.
I'm actually seeing a little bit of that coming back because of COVID-19. People are looking for more designated workspaces.
What other things are you seeing?
Well, in terms of COVID-19, definitely designated workspaces. I'm actually being asked to redesign and segregate living rooms for not only mom and dad, but also the children that are still doing their online learning. But in terms of kitchens, everybody wants wide and open. And years ago when I started doing this, nobody wanted to see their kitchen sink from the front door. Now everyone wants to.
Yeah, that's true. How many load-bearing walls are you taking out of the homes we built in the 70s and 80s?
Well, and that's a challenge because we definitely want to get a structural engineer involved in determining whether a wall is load-bearing or not. But once we know that it's not load-bearing, we can move forward with that.
What are y'all seeing in the way of wood species and colors? Have we run the gray gamut?
Well, I don't know if we're going into a little bit of a warmer gray, but color is still in. Navy blue, we see a lot of it, even a black cabinet, and stained tones that are going to be more of a gray tone. But people are wanting something a little bit warmer than the stark gray.
And I tell people all the time, look, don't set your heart on your kitchen design until you shop your cabinets. These aren't the cabinets of yesterday. Talk about some of the things the cabinet manufacturers have come up with.
Well, one of the hottest things right now are the frameless or full access cabinets. Some people were calling them a European style, but it gives you about 2 inches of more space in your drawers, particularly for smaller kitchens. It's a very good option. And we can do a full access cabinet in any style you want. It doesn't have to be contemporary. It doesn't have to be European. We can do a traditional kitchen, and we can do every wood species in it.
You put the drawers on full extension guides, so you're not losing the back one-third of the drawer.
Right. And we also, for the cabinets, since you don't have the face frame, you add about 2 inches onto your cabinet size.
And you can throw slide-out shelves there instead of just stationary shelves.
We get asked about them more and more every day. So they're probably one of the hottest things we have.
And in a wood finish, is there one more dominant right now than another? It seemed like, all through the 70s, it was oak with a maple stain. Before that, it was always lawn mahogany, in a natural stain. But what are we seeing right now? I know some colors. You were talking
colors. We're seeing a lot of colors, but I would say maple is our biggest seller. And we're seeing colors like drift in our Wellborn cabinets, which is a little bit more of a less red tones in it. Still, it's a wood stain, but we have a little bit less of the oranges and the reds, a little less cherry, but maple is probably the number one. But MDF is a very good choice, particularly here in Arizona.
Now, Ron, Tracy, when someone walks in the showroom, what's the first thing you pick? Do you pick the flooring first, the cabinets first, or the countertop first?
So I always pick the cabinets first. They're your biggest investment. They're what you're going to have for the longest. And they're the number one item in the kitchen that's going to, they cost the most money also. So you want to pick those, have those something that's going to last a long time. Then I pick the countertops, and then we go for flooring, backsplashes, lighting, things like that. But cabinets are the number one thing.
And I tell people, if you haven't chopped appliances in the last 5 or 6 years, you're not going to believe the smart appliances they've got out there.
That's absolutely right. It's just, it's phenomenal that you can actually set your oven to not only cook a turkey, but also defrost it and then cook it. You can have Siri or Alexa, you know, talk to your oven, set the oven, turn it off at a certain time. Your refrigerator, the same thing. Your refrigerator can actually make a grocery list for you of what you need.
And y'all mentioned your distributor and installer of Wellborn cabinets. I love Wellborn cabinets. They're awesome. And at the National Home Show last year, the last time they had a real live National Home Show, Wellborn was displaying cameras inside the pantry unit. So you could be at the grocery store and say, did I have one box of chips left or two boxes of chips? The high school church group's coming over tonight. I know I'm going to need at least four boxes. You know, that little camera in the pantry was awesome.
That is awesome, but sometimes I think you can take it a little bit too far for how many people are watching you.
Well, maybe so, maybe so. What else would you like to say about kitchen and design at the TWD Kitchen Design Showroom?
With the showroom, we've tried, with Tracy's help, showcase as many options as we can showcase, but there are just so many that couldn't be shown. We are Universal Design certified, so everything that we do when we're designing a kitchen or a bathroom, we try to keep that in mind, accessible to everyone. That's really all Universal Design is. From age 3 up to, you know, 80s can access both your kitchen and your bathroom. For example, we can do toe kick lighting that automatically comes on when you enter the room.
That's awesome.
Anytime that you can see the floor is always safer for you. We can do integrated lighting inside your cabinets that are actually recessed into the side cabinets that will come on when your doors open up, just like your refrigerator.
And the address of the showroom?
2400 West Union Hills Drive in Phoenix, and we're in Suite 110.
TWD Design, Build, and Remodel. And what phone number would someone call to make a request for an appointment?
You would call 623-544-1211, or you can request an appointment online, twdaz.com.
TWD Design, Build, and Remodel. Ron, Tracy, thanks a million for coming in this morning and just talking about kitchens.
Well, thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Well, from there, I think we better get to the phones, and let's see if we can bring Miss Connie into the conversation. Very patiently held for us to get through that particular topic. Miss Connie.
Good morning.
How can we help you today?
Okay, so I had bought a home in Sun City, and less than a month later had a major house fire. We are back in our house, and I have a question regarding the composite strand board panel siding that I have on it. It appears to be shrinking. So it's like 8 foot by 4 foot wide that looks like it's vertical planks.
Okay.
And they overlap one over the other. And the city inspector even had the carpenter install double the amount of nails normal. But it, where they overlap, we have in some cases where it has pulled out almost a half inch on some boards. So I have a really good contractor. I trust him. I researched him carefully. I, you know, got his information from friends I trust. And his carpenter said that they have had that issue on other homes that were that they did the same thing about the same time. So is it that the siding didn't get dried enough?
Ooh.
Is it because it's so darn dry that the normal rain that we might have had would have kept it a little, you know, a little larger, or, you know, a little more expanded?
We agreed
to wait till
after
the first rain or so, you know, so there's a chance that we can see how it does. I mean, and even like the trim pieces, you know, the 4-inch wood simulated trim pieces, even they have gapped as much as a half inch.
Okay, Connie, you're asking the right questions. What's causing it? But the next best right question is, what are they going to do about it? Because
they're willing to fix it, but I'm not trying to be a bitch. I'm trying to be, and I'm also somewhat in the industry. I design heating and cooling, plumbing and fire protection.
So what do
I need to ask? What do I need to do as a homeowner, but yet be respectful of that this might be a factory problem?
Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to put all of this in writing and date it and mail them a certified letter. Even if they're your best friend, just get it date stamped, okay? So we know when the issue was an issue that they can take to the manufacturer, that you, if you have to, can take to the Register of Contractors. I'm telling you, there's nothing on the market that should be moving a half inch in the time frame you're talking about. It shouldn't move a half inch in its entire lifespan. Something is significantly wrong. All my little red alarms are going off inside my head. I'd be happy to take a look at it. If you want to take some pictures and send it to me, I'd be willing to put it up to my framing and siding experts to do a free analysis for you. But something's not right. You're asking all the right questions, but let's get this problem officially date stamped by the U.S. Postal Service with a certified letter. Doesn't have to be a threatening letter. Just say, we're all acknowledging this is a problem today.
That email for Rosie is info@rosieonthehouse.com. And just put a little in the subject line, Connie, just put to Rosie, Saturday caller.
Saturday caller. Yeah, that kind of puts you through the other 300 that we get. We'll get to you quicker, that's for sure. Connie, we appreciate the call. Congratulations on the new home purchase. Sorry to hear about the fire. Let's resolve these last couple issues and let you live happily ever after. We're talking about kitchen remodeling. You know, one of the things I want to do is a report has recently come out that is a national report, so you have to weigh it accordingly. But it talks about the remodeling projects you do that you can never expect to get a return on investment. And they go from the worst investment to the less than worst investment. Nationally, the number one worst thing you can spend money on is an in-ground swimming pool.
Is it always about return on investment?
That's national, you know. And yeah. And I think that probably would not hold true for Arizona. They're probably a bit more valuable in Arizona than they are in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This summer is a perfect example.
This summer it might be one of the smartest investments you can make.
I think, though, if you ask your realtor, because you've talked about it before, they don't add as much value as you would think to your home.
No, in-ground swimming pool is purely subjective enjoyment. It's really not an investment. The other national home improvement that will never pay for itself is wall-to-wall carpeting.
Does anybody use wall-to-wall carpeting anymore?
Well,
it's not as common.
It's not as common.
The vinyl flooring products are really taking the market by storm.
Well, if you were a remodeling contractor and you've torn out as much carpet as I've torn out, you'd never put carpet in your house. It's nasty. Now, one of the other things you can't expect to get a return on investment is a luxury bedroom suite.
Meaning?
Well, this luxury bedroom suite that they're quantifying is an upscale master, you can't call it a master bedroom anymore, upscale primary bedroom remodel, on the average, nationally, with a cost of $282,000, you're only going to get about a third of that back, between a third and a half. So you just have to be careful. They also say major kitchen upgrades you'll never get a return on. But a major kitchen upgrade can go well north of $150,000. If you're getting into luxury appliances, luxury custom cabinets, luxury countertop finishes, you aren't going to get a return on that. But you're sure going to enjoy it.